It's time to present Scott DuPont to bring you another episode of Finance Your Movie with tips and strategies to help you get your money to tell your story. It's time!
Do's and don'ts for film fundraising. Before I jump into these do's and don'ts, let me give you a, I promised a couple of months ago, I think 4 or 5 months ago, when I started the fundraising raise for this current faith-based film, first faith-based film I ever done. I'm super, super excited about it. So here's a 2-minute update. I promised I'd keep you up to date. What's going on? So the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've gone almost 3 weeks with no action, my producing partner and myself. No checks, no new business plans out, people ghosting us. And it's easy to fall into this trap of just being frustrated. Like you lose all hope. It's like, maybe we're not going to raise that $1 million. Maybe we're not going to raise $500,000, whatever your budget ends up being. But you got to shift your mindset and remember, just keep plowing ahead. Don't let up. Remember that anybody, and I mean anybody with a job, so hopefully you're not reaching out to homeless, unemployed people, but don't get caught up in this thing. It's like, oh, I don't know that many millionaires or I don't know any billionaires. Honestly, I don't know that many either. But I just reach out to as many people as I can. And if you keep that mindset that literally anybody who has a job, they just might have, if you catch them at the right time, an extra 5K or an extra 10K, whatever your minimum investment is. If they're excited about your project, and I was just discussing with a fellow producer and an investor the other day, that there are not a lot of great counter-cyclical investments out there to what's going on with the current economy, with the rising interest rates, the rising inflation. It seems to like just get crazy. The dollar's decreasing right now. Gold is going up. Stocks and bonds are very uncertain right now. So you need to remember that any independent film, if your timing is lucky and if your budget's reasonable, could possibly outperform many other investments over the next year or two. So just keep that in mind. Now, with us, our situation, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I went through these three really, like, awful weeks. We got nothing going on. But just this week, we got verbal commitments after meetings or Zoom calls, 2 new 10K investors, 2 new 15K investors that have pledged checks. These are people that I know. And then we're also speaking to 2 parties, or we already have, 1 individual and 1 company. And each of those, the individual and the company, they're both considering 6-figure investments. So after 3 really, really bad weeks, we turned the corner. And I wanted to encourage you, keep going, because you never know when you're going to see light at the end of the tunnel and kind of get over that hump. So let's jump right in to what I call the 16 commandments. These are the do's and don'ts of film fundraising. Number one, do share a one sheet, which is your logline synopsis. Don't ever share a script. Number two, do share a top sheet for your budget. Do not share a full detailed line item budget. And by the way, quick reminder, the budget must be done by an experienced line producer, UPM, which will give potential investors confidence. And don't copy a budget or a budget top sheet from a book or someplace that you found it on the internet. You gotta take the time or pay someone to do this properly. Number three, share a draft, do not share a draft of a business plan or a business plan that is not finished. Do share a finished, polished business plan that should be perfect. No typos, no spellings. This might take you a few weeks, but don't share a draft. Number four, do not ever share a rough cut. of one of your films to a potential investor, in some cases you can show a final cut of a of one of your films if you think it will be a fundraising tool. See, people are used to seeing a $10 to $20 million independent film with THX sound in a movie theater, or they're used to seeing a $5 million Netflix movie on a 75-inch screen with surround sound. And if you show them a rough cut of your film that it's not all done, it's not going to work out. Number five, make a great first impression. When you're on the phone, when you're on a Zoom, you're in a face-to-face meeting, because you usually only get one shot because of the risk factor of an independent film. Number six, make 100% sure that you or one of your partners is the first investor. Don't ask anyone else to be. Number seven, reach out to people you have a connection with that you know. Do not reach out to people that are complete strangers that you don't know or don't have any connections with. There are some exceptions later on in your fundraising, but initially for the first 50% of your budget, don't try to reach out to strangers. It usually doesn't work out well. Number eight, do assume that potential investors will Google and research everything about you, your partners, your business plan, versus assuming they will not. Number nine, do share your business plan and your incredible opportunity. Do not sell. It's a different mindset. Number 10, don't list your project in pre-production if you haven't raised at least 80% of the budget yet. Okay? Do not, if it's in the development or the script stage and you're still in the fundraising, do not list your movie as in pre-production. Say what it is. It's in development or it's in the script stage. Number 11, you need to have a confidence level of 11 or 12 or 13 versus any sign of being unsure and a little bit timid when you're sharing your project. I have a client now who's funded four movies. I won't mention his name, but his confidence level is off the charts. I can hear it on our Zoom calls and our three-way phone calls. See, confidence is contagious. And when you share your passion and your vision, that confidence literally transfers to potential investors. Whether or not they invest, that's up to them. But once again, what I just talked about a minute ago, when you invest first or one of your partners, that also circles back to your confidence in the project. Number 12, get people on the phone or meet in person. Zoom is a great tool as well. Do not email them or text them. People usually will not send you a $15,000 check or sell you $50,000 just off an email or a text. They got to meet you, see you, or hear your voice and your passion. Number 13, don't exaggerate, hype, or embellish. What you should do is quickly share the risks up front. Be honest. State the facts. State the statistics that back your projects and why you're not one of the 70% of all independent films that either don't get finished, don't get distribution, or don't make any money, okay? Don't ever lie about anything. Just admit and embrace the truth, and potential investors will find that very refreshing. Number 14, be consistent. You want to be doing calls or outreaches every single day. Even if it's just 30 minutes, an hour a day, it should not take over your life. Most independent filmmakers I know have a day job, or they don't have the luxury of taking 8 or 10 hours a day working on their fundraising. But be consistent with that 30 minutes, an hour every single day to keep sharing business plans, keep reaching out to new people to keep your funnel full. Do not have a pity party and take a few days off. I told you at the beginning of this, we went through a really rough 3-week patch, but we both kept, my producing partner and I, we kept plowing forward. Number 15, when you get to the finish line, okay, and someone says they want to invest, do not have a 41-page investor agreement like I saw 2 weeks ago, or do not have an 88-page private placement memorandum that they need to sign on the last page simply to become investor. What you want to do have is a very short, simple, and Fred Flintstone English, no more than a 5 to 10 page investor agreement. The shorter, the better. Make sure you have an entertainment lawyer approve it, but the shorter, the better. I've seen so many potential investors, they get to a 20-page investor agreement, and they're like, this is a little bit confusing for us, and we're reconsidering. Maybe this isn't the right investment for us right now. Number 16, when a potential investor says no, which most of them will, 80 to 90% of them, do not get upset. Do not just ghost them or be pissed off. What you should do instead is do take the time to thank them, even if it's a simple email, and inviting them to your next premiere. I tried to make this short and sweet. Go back and listen to this episode again if you want to catch these 16 commandments, and I hope you embrace the 16 film fundraising commandments.
It's time!
There's never been a better time to make your own film. And if you have a dream project you're excited about and 100% committed to getting it funded, go to financeyourmovie.com, click on the green telephone, you'll see our calendar and find an open spot. We'll do a one-on-one call, which will be the best hour you've ever spent getting clarity and strategy towards financing your movie.